9-11 here, approaching 9-12 on the mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal, filling in for James this morning, and you know what that music means. It's time to catch up on the latest with Fry Bread Journeys, and we have Chris Crane in studio. Chris, good morning. How are you?
OCO, Osta, which is hello and good in Cherokee.
Fantastic.
So we want to welcome everybody, another episode of Fry Bread Journeys here on KGGF. First thing we want to, that music is Sten Jotty, and he has allowed us to use that song, Greasy Fry Bread, so our opener. And we want to thank our sponsors, Cooperative Credit Union of Coffeyville, Smilin' Charlie Crane, and Cherokee Nation. Amy, hopefully, will show up here. We're a little worried. She was kind of stuck, but like you said earlier, if they can, anybody can make it, you're happy.
I was going to say, it took me 45 minutes to get here, what normally takes me 25. So yeah. I know all about the roads this morning.
I'm telling you. So I'm going to just kind of go through here and do, usually we share these duties, but today in history, in 1970, the first scheduled flight for the Boeing 747 happened today. It was Pan Am from New York to London. This is the one everybody will probably... In 1943, I found this amazing. The world record for the fastest temperature change in the least amount of time took place in Spearfish, South Dakota. The temperature started out at minus 4 degrees and increased to plus 45 degrees in 2 minutes. That's pretty fast. Yeah. My guests are over here going, okay. And our birthdays, shout out Mike Thompson, your favorite singer, Steve Perry, who was the former lead singer for Journey, turned 74, and Linda Blair of The Exorcist fame is 64. I did find out an interesting tidbit, trivia thing, that if anybody remembers the Our Gang shows, the Pete the dog that had the circle around his eye, Mark's old enough that he remembers. Cody doesn't know what we're talking about.
Little Rascals,
yeah, Our Game. Okay, so there were two dogs that played Pete. One, his real name was Pal, and he had a circle around his right eye. His son, who was named Pete, they named, had a circle around his left eye and took his place when he died. I just thought that was cool. And the only other thing, Shay, you can kind of talk about that too. Before we get to the guests, I just want to visit a little bit. Things going on in Coffeyville that are Native American related. And we have talked about the solar tables that we received from Cherokee Nation and the fact that they gifted two more tables to visit Coffeyville. Amy isn't here really to talk about it. I'll probably revisit that with her since she's the tourism director, but it has already been used. The tables are getting used.
And that's great. And that's, you know, it's such a, you know, awesome opportunity for people that, you know, obviously I know on days like today, maybe not want to be outside, but especially when we hit, you know, March, April, May, and the weather starts warming up and people are outside, whether they're on walks, walking their dog, hanging out with friends and family, just to be able to set up and, you know, charge a phone or charge a laptop and not have to, you know, go back home to do
exactly
something and stop what you're doing, stop your day.
There's one located at Native American Fellowship in South Coffeyville, and they've put two of them on the plaza. Now, once the concrete gets poured over here at the UP Park across from the post office, one of the tables will be moved over there, which will be a big benefit. But like you said, when the weather gets nice, but it's something that this is courtesy of Cherokee Nation because we have a lot of at-large citizens living up here north of the state line. So we're really grateful to have these.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get right here. Our guests today are from the Independence Gun Club in Independence, Kansas. We have Mark Lehman, who is president, and we have Cody Westerhold, who is the executive officer. And welcome to you guys.
Yeah, thank
you're
going
to have to share that
here.
Mic. So let you guys have at it. So tell us a little bit, what are like the missions, the goals of the gun club?
I'll let Cody read the mission.
Yeah, so the mission that we have is to promote shooting sports, outdoor recreation, and wildlife conservation by providing education and instruction, and by providing a safe environment for shooting to members, their families, and the public.
That's pretty, I mean, I've been up there, we were talking out in the hallway there for a while about when did you guys start the gun club?
The Independence Gun Club's been around since the late 50s.
Oh.
I'll give you a little bit of a bio on that. So we've been around since the late 50s. Currently we have a skeet and trap range, and this is at the airport out by Independence.
Okay.
We also have a outdoor rifle and handgun range that's owned by the city, but we maintain that. And that's right next door. That's all out at the airport. The IGC Sporting Heritage Center is our biggest project, is at 212 North Penn in Independence. And We just got that started about 3 years ago.
Okay. So you guys have actually been around, the organization has been around, but this, so what made you decide to do, like, did you get the building and think, okay, this is what we just, has this been a goal for a while?
When I was a kid living in Coffeyville, we drove up there and shot in the indoor range at the airport. And due to progress, Cessna and everybody came in, we lost that range.
Yeah.
So 4 years ago, or five, I was just thinking about it. Man, I sure wish we could have another indoor range somewhere. So I talked to a few friends, a few club members, had enough, got enough people involved, and all of a sudden have a building donated.
It was donated. Well,
yes.
That's great.
Well,
you had to do a lot of remodeling. I know. I say there's always a catch, but I do understand. But the fact is, you didn't have to purchase the building, but you guys had to raise monies to fix everything.
So really, the next step for us was, all right, this is downtown Independence, a shooting range. I better go get permission from the city.
Well, that's
before
true.
Before we sign off on the line, we want this building. So after a few meetings, I think it was seven, they were on board. Because we're going to do it correctly. We're going to do it safely.
Yeah.
So they're on board with that. So,
I mean, I think that's great. So you have, what's your membership like? How many people do you think you guys member-wise? Just an estimate.
As far as the shotguns range at the airport,
yeah.
If you count our corporate memberships, we are about 1,004.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's including corporate memberships.
Yeah, but still.
But individual memberships, we're closer to 100.
Okay, but that's still
the footprint,
huge.
Footprint's pretty wide, though.
Well, yeah. So we were talking, and who's the name of the man, Mr. Boddington, that donated? If you guys have never been down there, I've been there on there two or three times, and you need to go in at least just to even look at the taxidermy stuff. It is, how many different ones are there?
I think there's 250-ish in the building.
50-ish.
We keep gaining, so.
But they're not all from the same guy.
99% of them are from Craig Boddington.
Oh, really?
He doesn't take credit for all of them. His wife has shot a couple of the animals in there, and his children have a handful as well. And then we're starting to get more local donations.
Well, that's what, did he just run out of room and decide I need to have some place to? This
he honestly,
is it's fantastic.
Did not have a great place to display them.
Oh, okay.
And that's an interesting story too.
Oh, look! I can see our co-host is here. Thank goodness. No, we're okay while we're doing this. So Amy's going to slide in here. So how do you become a member? I mean, you have an application, or is there, you guys have an online?
The shotgun membership is really all we have available right now because we don't have the indoor range built.
Yeah.
We're raising money to do that. But the shotgun membership is only $45 a year.
Oh.
And you can come out to the range and shoot and get a membership. You can go up to the IGC building on Saturdays when we're open and get a membership there. You can go on Facebook and get one.
So, I guess my question is, like, I was telling you I have a rifle. I don't really shoot or anything, but could I still become a member and help out and volunteer time or?
So the outdoor pistol and handgun range, pistol and rifle range is owned by the city. There's really not a membership required there.
Oh,
it's open to the public, even though we kind of maintain it.
Okay.
And as we've been kind of starting this project, it's little pieces here and there. It started off, you know, we've renovated the floor and then the walls and various things. And so a lot of that volunteerism that you've talked about has really come into that. People have donated a lot of their time to help renovate the building and the space, and funds that we've raised have been able to go back to that. So in that process, we haven't really gotten the indoor shooting range membership set up yet.
Okay.
So we're still kind of in that infancy, just trying to introduce the public to the building and collect donations and things as we go from there.
Like I said, you do the yearly. I've been down there the two times I went inside, and really it was because of food, honestly, so we're not surprised. But you guys had a really great fundraiser that you did for during the Awala, where you guys, I just remember there were baked potatoes and there was pulled pork, and it was really good.
We've had three fundraisers. The first one was in 2021. It's a week-long fundraiser during the Awala.
Okay.
And we've had one ever since and been very successful, and that's basically how we grow, is through our fundraising efforts and donations.
And donations?
Yes.
I didn't know what else.
Everybody's a volunteer. There's no paid employees. We've made this happen through volunteerism.
That's what it's all about. So
that's pretty awesome.
We were talking, too, and you guys are looking at eventually hunter safety courses.
We are days away from scheduling hunter safety, concealed carry, and some other classes.
That's great, because I told you I need to get my hunter safety course.
Yeah, I think the girls, they're about the age, they need to get their hunter safety course. I make them do that whether they hunt
or not. I'm too old.
I
should have done this a long time ago, but I'm going to do it.
You were talking about the classes and everything, and one of the things I was going to say is our building has kind of been coming together in phases. So that first phase was getting all of those animals up into the building. That was a chore. That was a chore within itself.
Well, yeah.
And then the second phase was really renovating it so that we had the space and the environment that would be conducive to making sure that we could host good classes. We had to get the air conditioning worked on or installed so that we could have classes in the summer, because there's nothing funner than trying to learn in a 200 degree building, right?
Well, I remember going up and going upstairs in the kind of the balcony, I don't know what in the town.
That would be our educational center.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, and that we've improved on that. That's one thing about us. Every time you come by, it's different because we're improving all the time.
So I need to.
So that's where our classes will be held up there, wildlife conservation, and I don't know, just every class you can think of, honestly, will probably be up that direction, along with the new ever-growing gun museum that we're starting.
Oh.
That'll also be overflow up there.
Well, so we were talking about they had the bird dog, an Unlimited or something?
I believe it was called the Bird Dogs United?
United.
Or Unlimited, I'm not sure exactly.
And that was something you guys sponsored, that little competition?
We offer our building as a venue spot.
Okay.
We catered that, and that was a good deal. That was our national event. We have another national bird dog event coming up the following month. We've had Ducks Unlimited banquets. We've had company parties.
Okay, so you can rent
meetings.
And you guys cater
absolutely.
It too?
Yeah.
We will if they'd like us to. Well, that's pretty neat.
That is very neat.
It's always good. No, I'm serious, because it really is nice to know about different venues. I have a lot of people will ask me, do you know other places that rent? And that's a large area too, so it's very nice.
So I was listening on the way here, in between holding my breath and being scared. It wasn't scary, the driver, I just get nervous. But you were talking about being able to go skeet shooting. Is that open where you can go do that? Is that open now where you
yes,
can do that now?
It's open all the time. Just become a member and go out there and shoot.
Very
go
nice.
Through a little orientation and you're good to go.
Okay.
Now, I also brought up to them that they did at one point some hatchet throwing.
Oh, yes.
Look at
I'm not as good at that. I used to clay pigeon shoot when I was younger, which was fun. I'm not very good at the hatchet throwing.
I have never done the clay pigeon, except I was a thrower, you know, whatever, those little red plastic things. And I was with my husband and brother. This is horrible. And they were taking turns and yelling, pull at me, and I would fling the... And it was my brother's turn, and I flung the whole thing, and I hit him in the head with every bit of it. I was not good. I was not allowed to do it anymore.
We always took turns on who flung the plastic. I never have used the machine operated. I've always used a hand.
The best part. And when you go out to the Independence Gun Club, you don't even have to throw anything. They just say pull, and you push a button.
There you go.
And then everything lets loose.
Okay, Trey, you heard that. You can live. Don't have me do it anymore. But
something else I might bring up is we just became a museum. IGC.
Yeah, the taxidermy.
So, oh, that is very good.
We have got that. They're not just in the building. We have got them displayed by continent. Six continents are on display with a virtual tour as you walk through the building. The Gun Museum, and along with the Wildlife Museum, you might call it. So we kind of became a local museum lately.
That is
so that'll,
good.
That'll help us out.
That's good to know, because I'm a tourism director.
You told me that.
And we had recently at one of the business over breakfast, we had someone ask how many museums are in Montgomery County. And well, there's eight. So now there's nine. I try to count the old Perkins.
There's 49 in Southeast Kansas.
Yes. I tried to count the old Cotton Bank as a museum. Technically, I couldn't get in the passport, but had a tax reasons, you know, but so I've always thought that one, but the Science and Technology Museum is one. So now, what is the name of yours? It's called the Independence Gun Club and...
Sporting Heritage Center.
Sporting Heritage. Yeah. I like, okay, good. That way I can...
Oh, look. Oh. I got one of those back.
All right. So when we get off here, I want to talk about getting a stack of these to put not only in my brochure rack at our visitor center, And I have the brochures racks in the hotels here. So I would love to
there
add
you go,
these.
Guys.
So, you know, it's been such a strange
or
journey.
That probably wouldn't be the right market, just mostly have them in there for us.
Yeah. But we started out only wanting to build an indoor gun range with some guns and ammo sales. And we got involved with Mr. Boddington. And that changed our vision completely, not our vision, but our direction completely. So now all of a sudden, where do we put our indoor shooting range? Well, I guess it's got to go on the third floor because we have animals everywhere now. And it's pretty exciting, and along with classrooms and now a gun museum. We've really evolved in a different direction than we ever dreamed, but evolved for the better.
Yeah. Well, so I guess, did you say there were certain hours that you guys are open down there? What are the hours?
So we've recently, now that we've hit phase three, let's call it, where we've opened the doors and we're really letting the public come in a lot more. We're starting off, we're open on Saturdays from 10 o'clock to 2.
Okay.
Just letting people come in. We're asking people to give us a donation when they come in, just to take a look around the building for.
And we spoke about the need for volunteers. Do they need to have any special skills, or do you really don't care? Do you want some bodies in there helping out, right?
We really like to have people who are energetic, who want to be there, and who really have that passion for wildlife conservation. The building is great. There's animals in there, but there's more to that story than just, oh, hey, look what I shot on all of these continents. It's about the history behind some of those animals. And Craig has a story about a lion that he shot. And he was out on a whole different hunt, but the tribe came to him and said, hey, look, we know why you're here. We have this lion that's killing our cattle. Can you help us out? You know, so it's people who are willing to help share that vision about conservation. But really, anybody who's willing to help out and be part of that mission, we would love to have them in to help facilitate some tours, help keep the doors open. Okay. And the more volunteers we have, the more hours we can really be open.
Yeah, exactly.
And things along those lines.
Exactly.
You know, as you take the tour, the virtual tour, and listen to our tour, you really realize it is quite an educational experience. It's not just walk in and see something on the wall and walk out. You really learn about, oh, that was shot in Africa, and it helped feed this village. And without that, that village would have starved to death almost, you know. They really depend on that type of revenue.
Well, the educational aspect is really the most important part.
And not to mention our local classes that we're going to keep pushing on. It's really an educational center.
Do you have the schools come over or anything like that?
Given several tours.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So we know, I mean, I know Amy gets people up. I'm just sitting there thinking, hey, well, just like the rental thing, honestly, people will ask you questions about where places to go. I just had a former student of mine ask me about certain places if they only had one day to go to and do some Native American culture things. Where would you send them up here in this area? And I said, well, probably, where do you say? Well, for Native American culture.
That's
and
okay.
I said, they're talking in Northeast Oklahoma. And I said, probably Will Rogers Museum and Willow Rock, just because they would get everything in there. But this is good to know about you guys so we can tell people that there's lots of stuff. I mean, that I don't think people realize.
No. And we all work together in Montgomery County to be able to promote our area, to have people come up here. And when I, you know, I build tours for like the Model A Ford Club that came up, and I had to, it was good that Independence was close enough, because when they're here for 4 days, it's good to be able to include, so this would be a good place, Saturday, 10 to 2, so they could go and check it out. And you and I are going to have to go check this out. I want to go on the virtual tour.
I've been twice in there.
Have you done the virtual tour?
I don't remember doing the virtual tour. I went upstairs. Like you said, things have changed, but the education area upstairs, it was pretty bare still when I went up there, but there were things on the wall and it was very interesting and very informative. And I kept thinking I knew at the time you guys were going to be adding to it, that this obviously wasn't all of that. So, well, you guys have anything else you want to share with us?
We are a nonprofit organization, a 501(c). We live and die by donations and fundraising. Just because you're a nonprofit doesn't mean you don't need money. So any help, volunteer help, donations would help us a lot.
Okay. So you guys have a phone number or anything, or an email address if anybody wanted to contact you? I'm looking on the thing here.
So the email address that we have is...
oh, my goodness.
It's quite a lengthy one, but it is IGC Sporting Heritage Center. So just kind of our name, and that is at gmail.com.
I probably will, on our Freiburg Journey page, I'm going to post this on there, and I'll put that the phone number on there. Is this a good number?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a good number, but we're working on getting a different one as well, but that one will work for right now.
515-9353. And again, you guys are located at 212 North Penn Street. We have another number. It's 620-577-5251.
Leave a message, please.
And leave a message there. So, look, she's writing everything down. You're going to have to give that back to Amy so she can. She already got it. Okay.
There you go.
Well, thank you guys for coming. Again, we have Mark Lehman, who's president for the Independence Gun Club, and Cody Westerhold, who is their executive officer. And we really, really appreciate you guys coming in this morning, and especially in such treacherous conditions and braving it.
We are happy to be out here. It was a wonderful journey that we were willing to make.
And actually, Cody came outside and helped me up the stairs as I was crossing the street. I guess I looked pretty shaky.
Well, I said, I think that's Chris from high school, and she's as old as I am. You better go out and help
her. Stop
that.
I walked up the grass. So anyone else coming to the station this morning, if you just make it to the grass and walk up the grass, you're good.
It'll
or go through the back door.
Yeah, it's just the everything up into the grass that's the problem. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely been a privilege. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Well, you're welcome to stay if you want, but I got it if you don't want to. We're gonna go. I think Shay's gonna take us to a commercial.
Yeah, break. We're gonna hit a break, and we'll be back with more from Frybread Journeys here in just a couple minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Calvin Wright, Beef Industry News, and coming up, NCBA's policy chair on some farm bill issues. More in a moment.
At Stillwater Milling Company, they take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety and quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you.
When I was a kid, I'd get on my bike with my blue and gold order form in my pocket, ring the doorbell, and a friendly face would greet me. I'm selling blue and gold sausage to raise money for school. They'd answer, of course I'll buy some blue and gold. Now, my son sells blue and gold sausage, chicken tenders, and bacon for his school. It's more than fundraising. It's an Oklahoma tradition. Contact your school or go to blueandgoldsausage.com today.
Blue and gold tradition.
National Cattlemen's Policy Chair Gene Copenhaver recently met with U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson to talk about some farm bill issues. He broke down some of the discussion for NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast.
Keeping the animal rights groups out of the farm bill, be very cautious about that, and make sure keep Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack honest about what he's doing, and not be on an agenda that wouldn't be good for agriculture, wouldn't be good for any type of commodity.
Says NCBA and some other farm groups have had some disagreements with Vilsack.
Number one, conservation. We want to continue to have these conservation programs. You know, the farmers are the original conservationists, and we need to remember that. And, you know, in the 2018 Farm Bill, we set up the vaccine bank, and we need to get continued funding for that for disease preparedness in the future.
NCBA Policy Chair Gene Copenhaver.
Want a job that's never dull? Every day is different, yet flexibility can set your daily schedule. Do you like to make a difference in helping people, their businesses, and our community? Or perhaps we have a position for you. Radio and digital media is exciting. Find out about joining our team. We have a family culture, and we want you to have a career with us. Being a radio sales executive requires a car, driver's license, a desire to learn, and to help others. It's a full-time salary position with benefits and commission. Simply pick up an application from our website. The job is based out of Bartlesville or Coffeyville. Your choice. Equal opportunity employer.
Come in and see why so many healthcare professionals and athletes recommend our store. We have top-rated athletic and walking shoes from Hoka, Brooks, and New Balance. We still measure your foot to make sure you have the correct shoe in the correct size. And we have the very best medical-grade orthotics from Pulse to make your life wonderful. Come see us at Coffeyville Brown Shoe Fit.
More freezing rain off and on this morning. Roadways slick and hazardous. We do have a travel advisory underway for northern Oklahoma, southern Kansas through the noon hour. We're anticipating near or below freezing until the lunch hour. Then we go above it a couple of degrees this afternoon with some additional showers. Tomorrow morning starts at 33, a high tomorrow 44. More rain chances Tuesday night and early Wednesday. Wednesday morning 35. By Wednesday afternoon, a high near 50. Use extreme caution this morning. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm Nissan 6's Alan Crown.
Roman Chevrolet has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, plus the Show Me the Carfax sales event where a 2024 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab can bring 1.9% APR or $5,000 when you trade in an eligible vehicle. Roman in Independence, your Silverado City.
Back here on the Mighty 690, 937 here this morning, and we continue our conversation with the Fry Bread Journeys program, Chris Crane, Amy Dollar, and we had a great conversation with members of the Independence Gun Club, and now we continue on with the show.
Yeah, they were great, and we want to take a little bit of time to talk about our sponsors, our show sponsors. So our first of all, we have the Cooperative Credit Union, which is located at 313 West 9th Street here in Coffeyville. They can handle all your banking needs. They do CDs, checking, savings, different accounts, great rates on loans. It's all provided by CCU President Lyle Martin and his wonderful staff, and it's where you belong. So go down and see them today.
I was hoping to be able to say that at the same time with you, but I was going to mess it up. I love that, where you it's where you belong.
It's where you belong.
That's when you know the hour's changing. Our next sponsor is Smiling Charlie Crane, and what can we say about him? He's been Fry Bread Journey's number one supporter since before its total inception, even, and donated the item for today's giveaway. So big Wado Egwa to Charlie, and he and Chris. I think this is awesome. Not a lot of people do this anymore, you know. He and Chris are celebrating their 39th wedding anniversary this Wednesday.
Wow.
Woo!
That's awesome.
A big shout out to Charlie for putting up with Chris for that long. you know, Chris, I can't believe you made me say that.
I know. He would appreciate it.
Chris
though.
Was like, we're gonna go out to eat this weekend. And I said, you know, you guys deserve it. That is awesome. And what a cool role model of a couple that have been together for 39 years. That is very awesome.
Somebody asked us this weekend, well, how long have you been together? And he said, 6 good years. Yeah, set up, boom. That was he's funny. Smiling Charlie's funny. Our last sponsor is Cherokee Nation, and they are new. They just came on board this year. December, was it December the 1st they sponsored for us? We are thrilled to have their support. We talked about it earlier that Coffeyville has been the recipient not only of two of the new solar tables for Visit Coffeyville, but has benefited from Cherokee Nation donations to the UP Park, the Midland Theater renovation. We're very glad that they're around and are willing to support us. Wado.
Wado. And they also donated when we moved the Dalton Defender Museum. You know, they donated cases and different items. And they've been a long time supporter and contributor to our different attractions and things in Coffeyville. And I can't wait for it to warm up, not just because I hate the cold, but I am so ready to use those picnic tables, and I'm ready to see people using them. I'm ready for the summer when the fountain is on and people are sitting down there, and I can't wait for photo ops on that.
I was going to say, you'll be down taking lots of pictures. So I just had little notes for us, but other Native news going on, and Amy and I both like movies and stuff like that, but Lily Gladstone, and she plays Molly Burkhart in Killers of the Flower Moon. Hey. She was the first Indigenous actress to receive a Golden Globe for Best Actress.
Yes, yes, she was, for Best Actress in her role in the movie.
And we know that, you and I, we both watched Reservation Dogs. I binge-watched the whole thing, and she had a part in that, and it was really, I didn't know who she was until and she's been in stuff. But I watched the Golden Globes. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did watch some of the recaps. And she got up and gave her acceptance speech, started out Blackfoot language.
Yes, she did.
Amazing.
It was very cool.
It's pretty moving. I mean, actually, and I don't even remember the exact words, but it was like to all those res kids out there, to all those urban kids.
To any kid who's ever wanted to, you know, get up here and do this. She's like, you can do it.
It's amazing.
Not only did she get to play alongside Leonardo DiCaprio, but she won that award. So
she won and De Niro, and be directed by Scorsese, and it's quite a deal. And the Oscars, she's like, the buzz is that she might win the Best Actress there.
That would be awesome.
I hope.
But about that movie, I just did not like Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie. And
you
I love
weren't supposed
him.
To.
So I was afraid, like, I love Robert De Niro, and I was afraid to watch him be the white monster because I was afraid to watch him be William Hill. Mm-hmm. You know, I was afraid I'd hate him. I was like, I don't want to Bruce Dern him. You know,
yeah.
I don't want him to be the person that, like, cannot, you know, watch
You know what
movies.
We're talking about Bruce Dern?
Yeah.
I think it's Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
He never survived that for me. No. I've hated him from then on.
He still gets hate mail.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. If you shot John Wayne, God.
But it was Leonardo DiCaprio that I hated in that movie. And Robert De Niro did such a good job playing that role. So surprised.
You know, I guess when I read the book, I had more sympathy for the DiCaprio character because, not a lot, but I had a little bit more sympathy, and I don't know. It was a very disturbing movie. I've talked to people, and they were not happy. They were uncomfortable, but that's what the point was. It was supposed to make you uncomfortable and to realize what actually really happened.
When we read the book, I asked my dad, I said, how'd you feel when you read it? And I was kind of curious, and he said, I was mad. He said, I said, how else were you supposed to feel? And I was like, you know, he goes, I was mad when I read the book. And so that was kind of, so that probably does make a lot of people feel uncomfortable, but...
Well, remember Schindler's List. There's another one that's not designed to make you feel a happy-go-lucky movie there.
Do you remember the Seinfeld episode where his parents found out that he was making out during Schindler's List?
Yeah.
They were so upset. I'm sorry. That's what I laughed at. It was a bad time to laugh, and that's what made me pop in my head. But yeah, that kind of stuff, you know. Oh, over the weekend, Maisie watched Mississippi Burning, and my dad said, you know, it'd be a good one for her to watch would be Gettysburg. So all those movies, like I said, they're good, and they're, I guess they are kind of designed to make you feel uncomfortable a little bit.
Well, I did watch Finding Your Roots. Have you ever watched that on PBS with Henry Louis Gates? And it does a genealogy thing, and he'll get a couple of celebrities. Well, he had Wes Studi and LeVar Burton on.
I love LeVar Burton, too.
And Wes Studi, I was very interested. I watched the episode. His reactions were kind of basically he knew who his mother was. He asked her who his father was, and she said, "It's on your birth certificate." And as a young man, he had approached that man who said, "I know what you're going to ask me, and I know my name's on your birth certificate, but I'm not your father." So they did the DNA on him, and they don't know who his father is. It's one of two brothers that were around from that area, which not the guy on the birth certificate.
Oh.
But his reaction was what got me. He just seemed like he was really kind of floored. But he also found out on this father's side, they kind of went through about who going back on the tree, and one of them was Revolutionary War era, and these were people that were killing Cherokees. And I kind of was like, don't ask. But he was like, how do you feel about that? Well, how am I supposed to feel? I wasn't around. But the other thing was, if you traveled up, beloved woman, Nancy Ward, he's a direct descendant of her. He did not know that until they did this.
Very
DNA. Because it was off of this unknown father's side.
Huh.
It was, I don't always watch it, but I wanted to watch this episode.
I want to watch that. I want to check that out. You know, every Sunday I work on my genealogy and my family history and Nick's for the girls, and I can't go past my maternal grandma, her dad. I can't go past him because he was adopted. And there's no record, so anyone I follow is just his adopted family. So it kind of it just stops right there. So I'm very interested. But I found out over the weekend yesterday when I was doing Nick's. He comes from people that are easy to track and kept the same name and everything. So he's fun to do his research. But he is a third cousin, three times removed. I don't know what that part means, of William Inge from Independence.
Oh.
I thought that was really cool.
That
the
is
playwright.
We were just talking about him. My mom and I were. So looking at what we've got, just recapping. Shay, you played in the trivia team, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
What, did you like the questions? You know I'm right here. So
I did. I think that I felt valuable to my team because I think in even the categories that I didn't shine in, I at least knew two or three answers. So there was no category where I felt completely lost, which I think is a good sign.
Well, the next trivia night for the Chamber Ambassadors is Saturday, February 10th, and it's going to be at the Oak. And I have to tell you, I don't have the chamber team down. I don't have you guys down for certain. I'm hoping you'll be down.
Oh,
I'm assuming we're playing.
Okay, because I've already got 7 teams. And then you guys, I mean, we're going to limit it to 12.
I should already told you that.
We're going to limit it to 12 because the yoke, the room is not as big. But right. The good news is because the ceilings are a lot lower than they are at Gigi's, I think the acoustics will be better. So, and just to let you know, Amy, your team was called Trubex Rejects and the KGGF Air Fryers. You guys ended up in third place. Yep. And that was a runoff tiebreaker questions. And then second place was Rogue Scholars, and then Mediocrity at its best won first place. They won everyone last year, so everybody, booing them and gunning for them.
No, they did a really good job.
I love how it's playing. Honestly, it's so much fun. They won by 1 point.
I was going to say, I think the last two times we've competed, we've come like one or two questions away. I mean, so it's not like they're blowing everybody out of the water.
No. It is. It just happens to be whoever whatever category gets chosen, quite honestly.
You know what I like about it? Is I don't know every answer. I hate playing trivia a lot because I don't download 80s trivia on my phone because I'll finish a game and it's not a challenge. I like your game because it's challenging, but then I like it because I was so excited about the Quentin Tarantino category, but then I forget one guy's name. And how do I forget? I've been watching that movie since I was 15 years old. How do I forget one person's name? And that's one of those things that, like, I think my kids have.
How did you guys do on the Tarantino thing?
I think we did pretty good. Steph's our MVP for a lot of stuff. So.
Okay.
I bet she is. I bet between her and Chris, I think you guys probably have a pretty good.
I think most of our categories, we walked away with at least 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I don't think that maybe the worst category we had, we got 5, but I think for most of the part, we held our own in almost everything.
That's good. We did pretty good. It's just those little things like that that drive me crazy. I didn't know the name of Stevie Ray Vaughan's band.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there, my brothers
like
probably.
I said, you weren't supposed to know him.
But I like that. That was a lot of fun. So I'm ready to play again.
I'm going
to
give this Creek Fry Bread recipe I got, but before I do that, we know that Smile and Charlie donated a blanket. It's actually in my truck. I didn't want to carry while I was walking across the street. And it has a turtle on it. And we talk about a creationism story for Native Americans is Turtle Island, how there's different versions of it. But basically, Grandma the Turtle went down and brought up mud, which is what made the earth that we live on. And this is what's weird, was our Independence Gun Club sponsors, Mark and Cody, were here. And I do this. What I do is everybody that responded to my post for it, I just number it and put everybody, number. And then I do one of those generator things and say, spin the wheel, give me a number. And the winner is a member of the Independence Gun Club. It is Tracy Baraji of Independence.
Yay!
Tracy's the one that set up for them to come here. And I'm like, I mean, I couldn't have. It worked out wonderful. So, Tracy, I will have this for you. And she's head of food and beverage at the casino. So, I'm sure she'll stop by Naffy some point. Won't be today because we're not going to be open. But the Creek Fry Bread recipe is simply, I thought it was interesting. It's 2 cups of flour, but it was a cup of buttermilk. And a tablespoon of baking powder and a teaspoon of salt. They're all pretty basic, and I think, but the buttermilk is a little different.
That is a little different.
You all know the drill. Mix it, pinch off the dough, flatten it out, and then I had a question. So I've deep fat fried, like a couple of inches of grease. What if I only had like will it still puff up?
Okay.
If I flip it or whatever.
So Nick keeps trying to say that he thought you said maybe one of the recipes you read it was a dry fry or something. I said, I don't know. She dry fries hers. But
is it the air fry? So why wouldn't that?
If I've ever tried to, I saying I should dry, but I do.
Like a pancake.
Enough that it'll float. I'm so disappointed.
And I was going to say, guys, she brought me a shirt.
Because I was late, because I should have made over there this weekend.
But it is, I love this.
It's my favorite shirt so far.
Float like the fry bread, sting like the grease.
Incredible.
Besides the first one you got me, the red one, that's been my favorite, too.
We have like 3 or 4 matching shirts we can wear out. So, anyway, I don't know. I was thinking about that. I looked at upcoming events, and there's not a lot going on other than this Friday is the Chamber Annual Dinner.
The Chamber Annual Dinner. Come sail away. I built a heck of a music playlist about sailing and calypso
music. I had two or three people ask me. They thought it was about Styx, Come Sail. And I said, no, it's like a
That is on there.
But there you go. But Mark Mayfield is the speaker. I don't know if there's any tickets left or anything.
There probably is.
I'd say contact the chamber.
Yeah, call us at the chamber office.
251-2550.
Yes, call us. I want to say yes because I'm a salesperson. Yep. I will squeeze you in at the last minute, but I don't know what Candy says and logistics, so we will see.
After that, there's nothing. Then we have February. We've got the Business Over Breakfast.
Business Over Breakfast.
That's always at the Best Western, isn't it?
Yes, the one on 11th Street. And it starts at 7:30 for breakfast and social hour, and then 8 o'clock is when the speaking starts.
Cool.
And they that it's always pretty interesting and advantageous for businesses. So if you haven't been, you should come.
So then I see February 10th is the trivia night, but also on the 10th, you think you had the whole month, CCC Choir Program is hosting a chocolate serenade at the Raven's Roost at 7 p.m. also on the 10th, and it's 20 a person, and it's an evening where they, I guess, different types of chocolate desserts, and they're going to sing to you.
You have me so, a chocolate.
Yes.
Pretty much, I'm sorry, I'll be hosting trivia, but... Okay.
I might have to text a friend at CCC and see if they can save me some chocolate.
Say something. We also know that the Cherokee Nation, the NOWADA, they have an elder program that it's at the food distribution center next to the clinic. And now they're offering lunch on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays to Cherokee elders. And I think you have to be 55 or older. And it is from 11:30 to 12:30. You cannot ask for to go unless you have a note from a doctor. I think they want you to come in and eat.
But check Facebook, because sometimes I think they're closed.
Sometimes
due to weather,
they do.
So they may not be open today.
All I know, probably not today. The gal that ran it sent a text to me, and it was like chicken and noodles last Wednesday, and then Friday was Sloppy Joe's. I was like, dang, I need to drive to NOWADA. I am an elder.
Well,
at this point in my life,
it's always nice when there's different places for elders, you know, to be able to eat. There's a senior center here in town that does different meals for people. So,
Okay. So, looks like we are about done anyway. I'm going to say again before we leave, we want to thank our sponsors, Smilin' Charlie Crane, the Cooperative Credit Union, and of course, Cherokee
belong.
Nation. Oh, say that we can do that together.
Okay. It's where you belong.
You got that, Lyle? Lyle. No, you can call him Smiling Lyle, too. We need your support. We appreciate your support. Our next episode is Monday, February 26th at 9:10. I don't know that we're going to have any guests, but we may. And I'm sure we will have something on the giveaway, and I will attempt to make some food for this one.
I thought about it, but I'm not a very good baker, and I didn't want to see you guys this early in the morning say,
that
tastes good. No, it's never that. It's just the taste wise.
Jay, thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
And you do a fantastic job when James is gone. We
thank
miss
you.
James, but we love seeing you.
Well, thank you. I know James is living it up in Arizona, so
he's
probably doesn't miss us.
What?
No.
But thank you both for coming in, and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. And we have, of course, a look at Fox News and local news on the way on the Mighty 690. But until next time, this has been Fry Bread Journeys on KGGF.